Robert, Robert Bunton, 43, 43, 43, 81-year-old gentleman recently released from the hospital was seen at Colonnade, C-O-L-O-N-A-N-D, in room 214. While on rehab, patient is now being released to a nursing facility. Period. New paragraph. Robert is an 81-year-old gentleman, black gentleman, originally from Austin, Texas. He went to high school there. Then he moved to Dallas. He was a maintenance man for apartment buildings here in Dallas, Texas. Then finally he moved to Houston, period. He's been widowed for 4 years. He has two children. He has two girls and one boy, but he lives by himself, period. Family history: while he was in Dallas, his father was killed. His mom died of natural causes, period. COVID immunization is up to date. Robert recently was hospitalized with kidney failure, thiamine deficiency, history of alcoholic-induced psychosis, BPH, hypertension, renal insufficiency, along with acute kidney failure, period. New paragraph: patient since hospitalization is very weak. He knows his name. He thinks it's 2019. He thinks he lives at home in Houston, Texas. He used to live at home, but he's no longer able to do so, and he's now being placed in a nursing home, period. He's only oriented to person either, period. He suffers from hypertension, renal insufficiency, psychosis, debility, weakness, UTI, renal failure, acute and chronic, period. Medications includes Colace, B12, finasteride, folic acid, Lipitor, metoprolol, 25-succinate, Prilosec, Flomax, and thiamine. As far as his social, as far as his alcohol use is concerned, he was a heavy drinker. He quit drinking a year and a half ago or so. He also was a heavy smoker. He's not smoking at this time. He lives alone. Robert wears diapers. He's ADL dependent. Lives in a nursing home. He's under rehab. Has been in rehab at Colonnade, C-O-L-O-N-A-N-D, now being released to a nursing facility because he did not meet the criteria to be able to release to his home, period. New paragraph, requires help with ADL, total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. One thing that you see when you see Robert is that his bone, skin and bone, he probably weighs around 95 pounds. He's lost about 15 pounds. His appetite has been diminished. I discussed his appetite and his care with Alani, A-L-L-A-N-I, Alfred, A-L-F-R-E-D, at the nursing facility, who tells me that he eats very little. He sleeps about 12 to 14 hours a day. He stays in bed. He's not interested in getting up and socializing, which all goes along with his history of alcohol-induced dementia degeneration. Well, the word is senile degeneration of the brain, period. Surgery, he's had stomach surgery related to his alcohol use and had a pelvic fracture, which did not require surgery as far as he can remember, period. On exam, blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 90, 92, respiration is 1802, sats 90. Heart, positive response, positive response, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, neck shows severe muscle wasting, neurological, severe weakness, lower extremity, as opposed to upper extremity, skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa is very dry. He also has profound weight loss. Significant weight loss and protein calorie malnutrition, severe muscle wasting, lower extremity, upper extremity, and temporal region, period. Assessment, here we have an 81-year-old gentleman recently hospitalized with acute renal failure. Cause is not known. Those records are pending at this time, period. In paragraph, what's important is he was discharged to a nursing home for rehabilitation, but he's no longer able to live by himself because of his end-stage senile degeneration of the brain and alcoholic encephalopathy. He has had tremendous amount of weight loss. He's ADL dependent. He's staying in bed 12 to 14 hours a day. He has issues with confusion, sundowner syndrome. He's only oriented to person and only a day, some days, and he gets worse in the evening, consistent with sundowner syndrome. He's ADL dependent. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. He's weak. He has lost tremendous amount of weight. His skin and bone, he requires help with all ADL. He definitely meets the criteria for palliative end-of-life care, no longer able to live by himself. His other comorbidities include psychosis, weakness, debility, UTI, chronic renal failure, recent acute renal failure, BPH, hypertension, and his forgetfulness, and he constantly repeats himself, and his disorientation. Also has muscle wasting and protein calorie malnutrition. Thank you.